Hello, hello, hello. It is Friday the 22nd of February 2021. It's been a long, long start to the year. It's been a long year in general. It has been hard. I hope everybody's doing well. I will not say stay safe because it's a label that I have come to really dislike the last year. You know, stay safe, stay safe. It's almost as if I have a passive aggressive kind of, oh, you stay safe now. As if we don't have the common sense to stay safe, because I mean, your brain has that sense anyway. It's called it's called defense mechanism. I don't get what's going on, man. I don't get what's going on. We were supposed to come out of lockdowns, they were supposed to end, we were supposed to get our life back. Do you remember the big promise? The big promise was we will get our life back when we get the vaccine. That didn't happen. No, we got tighter, we got deeper, we got longer. It's almost as if we're being punished for their stupidity. We're going to get our life back when the vaccine came, and then it was another excuse. Because it's all excuses. When you look at what they do, it's excuse after excuse after excuse. It keeps going and going and going. They went from promise and freedom when the vaccines came to, oh, we will do it when you over 70s are all vaccinated. Well, that was 2.5 weeks ago, and that was a while ago. And the reason it was that I can prove is because I have had my letter through the post today to have the vaccine. So yes, they have got on to my age group. I don't know if that's because I have a disability and they know that, or if I'm vulnerable or whatever. I don't know why I've got it, but I have got my appointment for March, which is 11. No, it's what day is it? The 26th. It is 12, 13 days, something like that. Now I'm 38, so if I'm 38 and I'm getting offered, then that's quite fast, you know. If anything, you've got to be impressed with how fast they've done this. But I will not be taking it because I don't trust it yet. I don't trust it anyway. Because, I mean, it doesn't even give you immunity, you know. Because remember when it did? Do you remember that? Oh, the vaccines will come and, you know, I don't trust it because the information keeps changing. It literally is an experiment. And I'm not saying it's an experiment to kill us all and blah, blah, blah. I'm just making a point that basically it is an experiment. Because they told us, the government's told us, that it was going to be immunity. This vaccine would give you immunity, you would need two, and then you would be safe. But that has changed. Because they came out in the papers a few days ago, and I remember reading an article, like a headline in the paper. I can't remember which paper it was. It was an English paper, and the main headline said that Health Secretary had said, I'm not going to say the name, the Health Secretary has said that the vaccine does not give you immunity and it does not stop you from spreading the virus. If anything, grannies who have had the vaccine could become super spreaders. That's an actual quote that was on an actual paper. If you go on my Facebook, I think I've shared that already. And, you know, you can say, oh, it does give you immunity. It doesn't. It simply doesn't. So if it doesn't, then I trust my body to do it. I'm sorry, that's my right as a person, as a human being. That's my right to choose. And you know, I'm not the only one. As I'm about to show you, I am not the only one that is saying this from the horse's mouth.
But no vaccine against any disease has ever been 100% effective. So whenever we ease the lockdown, whether it's today or in 6 or 9 months, we've got to be realistic and accept that there will be more infections, more hospitalizations, and therefore, sadly, more deaths, just as there are every year with flu.
Now, the thing that bothers me so, so much, that was Boris Johnson, by the way, from a few days ago, giving a press conference. Now, the thing that bothers me more than anything is the behaviour of people towards other people that have had a different opinion from what they have. You know, going against the flow. Somebody that doubts the vaccine, somebody that doubts the need for it, someone that doubts lockdowns or masks or the effectiveness, because there are studies out there. You know, it's complicated now because, you see, that's what they want. I'm not saying that's what they want. Actually, I'll take that back. I'm not saying that, but I am saying that there's a lot of confusion out there. I think that, you know, the numbers and the information is a bit different, because it's different everywhere. No matter where you go, there's reports saying one thing, there's reports saying another thing. You know, it's like there's so much misunderstanding and misinformation. And then there's, you know, there's agendas, there's people are advertising through media sites to, you know, get clicks. You know, it's like that. It's like those stories you see that go on Facebook, and they're like these stories that go on Facebook where they say an asteroid heading to Earth, you know, and you're like, oh shit, and you click on it and it's just a title. It's heading towards Earth, but it's going to pass by like 20 million miles, you know, but it's the closest it's ever been. That's what this is. It's panic and it's fear. And I don't think that this is right. I don't think that it's right. And I don't think that people's behaviours towards each other has... This is why this speech here has annoyed me so much. Because I came out and said that I didn't want the vaccine. I came out and I said that I didn't completely trust what was going on. I came out and said that I think there's an agenda. You know, every country's government are going to politically use this for their own agendas. And they are. They're quite clearly doing that. Because they're manipulating us into believing one thing, and then they're moving the goalposts and changing the information. But people are like, oh, because you're only getting that now. You know, this is wrong. This is fear. This is fear mongering. This is manipulation of people. You know. And I came out and I said these things that I have done in the past. And this is what annoys me about this video so much. Is that I got attacked for this. I got called names. I got put down. People called me disabled cunt and fucking all of this stuff. They broke me down to my core. Now, in January, I decided to post every day because it was the start of a new year. I could feel myself starting to deteriorate with all of this crap. Miss my girlfriend. You know, I'm supposed to be getting married. I haven't seen my family in over a year because they live back in Northern Ireland. And all of this panic about if they introduce these vaccines, then I don't want to take it. Then they might not let me on a plane back home. And all of this stress and all of this worrying. So I started thinking, I'm going to be positive. And being positive might have been negative news headlines, but it was the truth. It was alternative to mainstream media. So I was putting it out there as a point of keeping my own sanity and keeping my own mental health in check. Because it's human nature to question things. It's human nature to question everything that's going on or to do something that feels right for you. And you shouldn't be getting called name or bullied or discriminated against or put down because you think differently than other people. That's just wrong. And so people have been saying exactly what Boris Johnson just said in that statement that he made a few days ago. Normal, rational people have been saying this for a year. And we have been brutalized and attacked for it. But now all of a sudden he comes on the telly and he says it. And where's his grief? His opinion ratings are through the roof. And they're probably going to go up more. But I can't say exactly what he's saying there without getting attacked. This is wrong. I've always said that right at the bottom, I think that there's something very, very devious going on here. There's something very authoritarian and draconian going on here. And it's bringing in the media and the papers and the mainstream media and the articles and the clickbait. And it's making people money. You know, you watch a YouTube video and all these people, they're getting hits and they're going viral, you know. And after they hit a certain amount of people watching their videos, then the advertisers contact them and they say, oh, can we advertise through your channel? And then they'll advertise through the channel, and any clicks that they get, they will pay the YouTuber money for that. Might not be much, but millions and millions of that means that they get decent money. And that's exactly the way the papers work. And they already have massive followings, as mainstream media headlines or papers do. So imagine how much money more they're making from all those clicks that they're getting. And it brings me into the question that people's behaviours towards each other is just completely despicable, man. It's ugly and it's horrible. And, you know, we're supposed to believe that, you know, through social media, and, you know, there is a thing called social status, you know, that's all that matters to people now. It's all that mattered to people before this pandemic, but it's all that matters even more to people now, because it's all they've got. They can't go and do anything else. They just have to up their game on social status, because they need that appreciation or that attention online. You know, I want to live my life normally. I don't want to have to live my life and have a social status. I want a normal life. And the things, I think people are fake. And I don't mean to say this in such a hateful way, but in a hateful way, but in saying that, people are fake. They, you know, if you're getting attacked and bullied and put down and personally victim, personally scrutinized and torn apart, I'm not afraid to lie that, I won't lie that when I did that in January for my own reasons and to try and spread some common sense about everything. You know, I wasn't trying to tell people to do what I do. I wasn't trying to force people to change their minds. I was simply trying to offer alternative viewpoints and question things. Just question things, that's it. And by doing so, I got destroyed for it. Now, I did that for my mental health so that I wouldn't... And then I stopped doing it at the end of January because I was... pestering the people that I care about, really. But by giving it up, mid-February, I started having panic attacks because all of that was bottling up inside me. Now, like, I went out last week to do photographs and I nearly fell apart because I couldn't be outside, even though the week before I went out and took pictures and I was completely fine. And then I went out the week later and it was like I was afraid of being outside. It was like I was becoming institutionalized in my mind. And there's so much of that going on. And I put up on Facebook that I was feeling like this. And nobody batted an eyelid. Nobody said anything. Nobody offered a message to say, are you okay? Do you want to go for a walk or meet up? Or, you know, nobody did anything. Not even, I got two likes, right? And nobody messaged for support. And I left that up for half a day and I got nothing. So then I took it down and I posted again and said that... And not for sympathy. I didn't do it for sympathy. I didn't do it for brownie points. I did it because I wanted to make a point. Because everybody's cared so much about the world and strangers and protecting people. But do they really? Do they really? Or is that just some sort of passive-aggressive narcissism that the population's getting now because we keep getting more and more self-absorbed as social media gets bigger and bigger and bigger and our statuses and our desire, our obsession with likes and acceptance is getting bigger and bigger and bigger and it's driving more of our lives. So I started thinking to myself, this is becoming quite narcissistic, because if you care about saving a stranger's life, then how am I supposed to believe that if you can't even go and send somebody a message to say, oh, I hope you're okay and I'm sorry you're struggling and is there anything you need, you know? And I put that up again. I, as I say, I reiterate, I said, I posted again. And I basically said that, look, I posted about my anxiety and not one person offered any support. Now, I don't do it for sympathy. I do it to make a point. I thought we all cared so much. You know, it was sort of sarcastic, but And in doing that, within minutes, I started getting responses. I started getting responses within minutes. You know, do you see what I'm trying to say here? It was almost as if, oh my God, he's caught us all out because we're so self-obsessed. So now we've got to show people that we do care. We've got to desperately go, oh my God, I hope you're okay. And then I got about 15, 20 messages within the space of 5-6 minutes. But it raises the question, if I didn't post that post about not getting any support, would I have got any support? I don't think so. I don't think anybody would have batted an eyelid. And that raises the question is, you know, are people just doing this to get their lives back? Are they, whatever it takes, it doesn't matter, you know. And then that gets us into very dangerous territory when it comes to vaccines and, you know, vaccine passports and the possibility of that happening. Well, the strong possibility of that happening now because they're actually talking about it, even though they said 3 times live on television that they were never going to plan for this because it's just against people's rights. Which it is, by the way. So, you know, bear in mind, now that that's started, is that going to just create this division even more? You know, people are like, oh, who cares? Just do it. We want our lives back. You know, people go on Facebook and they would have you believe that they're doing this because they want to protect, you know, they want to protect some random stranger that they've never met before from getting sick, right? But they're insane. But whilst they're trying to do that, they're incapable of talking to their friend and supporting them for the stress and struggle that they're going through. They'll completely ignore their messages on Facebook and completely, oh, here he goes again with his blah, blah, blah. But then they're going to protect some, but then they get the, you know, they care so much about random strangers. And I'm not saying that this is the way it should be. Not by any means. It should be the exact opposite. We should care. But we should also care, genuinely care, not just pretend to care because we want our lives back, because we want, oh, do whatever it takes. I don't care if my brawler can't get into the pub because he doesn't want the vaccine. I'm going to take it. All I care about is I'll be able to go to the pub again. Now, there's self-preservation and there's self-care and then there's selfishness. And it's a dangerous selfishness because if people start giving their rights away and if they usher in this new era of vaccine passports and not being able to go to certain countries or countries without this, not being able to get on a plane, not being able to, you know, because we have a right not to take this. I have a right not to take it because I think my body will do what it needs to do. And I don't need, and you heard me playing the statement from the Prime Minister. It's right there. It's not like I'm making this up. It's right there in front of your face. And it has been for a year. But are we allowed to talk about these things now? Given that things keep changing all the time, are we now allowed? Can we move that discussion? Can we do that now? Can we start talking about our freedoms and our rights? Can we start talking about how at the end of March they're planning on another vote to extend these lockdown powers and these emergency powers? Now the sad reality of these emergency powers is all these people posting videos of getting arrested in shops or getting arrested for sitting on a park bench or going for a run with your friend within a 5-mile radius and having a coffee and then being charged for having a picnic. The sad reality is that under these emergency powers, that is temporarily legal. That is temporarily legal. Now, these kinds of things would be illegal in any other circumstance, but these emergency powers make them legal. So what we need to do is make sure that that's not voted for again. We got to make sure that that is wiped out completely, and when we get our freedom back, we get our freedom back. And then you hold statements like what he just said there to account. There's always going to be more deaths. There's always going to be more cases. Just as there is every year with flu. You know, every time I say it back to myself that he said that live on TV that I've been saying for a year and I'm called a cunt for it. Oh, it makes me angry every time I think about it. But are we going to start talking about that? Because if they vote to enact them powers again, that's another 6 months. That is another 6 months of them being able to bring in these measures whenever the hell they want. And that brings us right up on the flu season again. And they've already come out in Ireland and other places and said that there will likely be measures come the winter again. So that just means that they will vote them in again. And then by keeping this emergency power going, they can just keep these getting keep making these laws legal under emergency acts. And I don't know about you, but that's dangerous. That is very, very dangerous. I don't want to live in a world where I'm not allowed to go to another country because I didn't get a vaccine, because that I'll be discriminated against at every single turn. That businesses can refuse to let me in. Like they can refuse me to go shopping for basic food. And the other alternative is I'll have to keep having vaccine or PCR tests. That might be the possible alternative. If I was any businessman, I could see why it would make sense for them to start doing that. But then you're out of fortune every day to buy PCR tests. It's a mess. It's a very, very dangerous, dangerous mess. And if they start taking these vaccine passports, I mean, what are they going to do? If people accept that, then what are they going to do next? What's going to be after that? What right will they come after then under the guise of this virus? You know, they'll use this for other things, because countries all over the world are using this for political gain. They really, really are. I personally believe that the Scottish government are doing this big, let's lock down, let people out, start easing their lives a month before the parliamentary elections, so that the SNP can be some sort of power. Yay, we can be some sort of power, we can be heroes to the public. You know, and I can understand going after a zero COVID, but that's just not possible, as they've said. It's just not possible. It won't happen. Now, there are people out there that will say, you can't get rid of the flu. There are people that will say that it's not COVID, that it is COVID, that there's so much out there. Now, that is not me saying one or the other. All right? I'm not here to put my personal views out. I'm here to talk about what's happening, and I'm here to debate it. And we need to start having these conversations, because this cannot keep going on. Because people are dying in many different ways. It's not just COVID. And it's bad. It's really, really bad. And it seems to be that every time they give us something, they want something back. Now, here's the thing, which is the stupidest thing I've ever heard the TV ever say. And it was a few nights ago when they announced the... It was 24 hours after they announced the coming out plan, right? And they went on the mainstream media, and the ITV Evening News said, and I quote, that holidaymakers have seen an increase in 1,000% of sales. 1,000%. Not 100%. 1,000%. It's completely mind-boggling. Now, people have rushed out and bought holidays. I understand why they've done that. They want a holiday. They want a break. They want away from all of this madness. We all deserve it. But you know what we deserve? We deserve to be able to go in that without being bothered for vaccine passports or any crap like that. Just go on holiday and be trusted as good people, human beings that will do right or wrong. If you're feeling sick, you're not going to go away on a holiday. Now, the question I have is, are they going to keep these vaccine hotels, these quarantine hotels, are they going to keep them? Is that another thing they're going to keep going under the emergency law? Are they going to lift that? Are they going to let people go away and come back and be fine? Or are they going to demand that anybody going away? Oh, by the way, we all of you that booked a holiday, by the way, you're going to have to spend £1,750 on a hotel before you go to book it, to make sure that you're going to come back and quarantine for 2 weeks. Yeah, because people, could you imagine if it's £1,700 per person? Imagine a family of five. That's a big increase on your holiday that you tried to get on the cheap. £1,700 each for five people. Yeah, and that's that. There's nothing inhumane about that. There's absolutely nothing inhumane about that, is there? Forcing a child to stay in a hotel in a room. And if you watch some of the footage on these hotels, many of them don't even have a window. Many of them don't even have a fucking window. Yeah, that there's nothing, completely nothing wrong with asking a child of two to lock up in a room with the rest of their family for 14 days. You know? And you can all go on about, yeah, but no, but Australia did it and it was great. But hey, Australia did it and then Australia had an outbreak, didn't they? They had an outbreak various times. They have cases again. I don't know. I think it's very, very dangerous what we're getting into. I think that this is our world. It's our world and it belongs to us. It doesn't belong to politicians, royals, lords, billionaire businessmen, technocrats. It belongs to us. It's ours. But we're facing a possible future now where we're completely cut off each other. They can't force the vaccines on our human rights, but they can take all the things away that we love to make us take it. Now why? If it's all safe and it's all legal and it's all perfectly fine, why would they do that? Why is that the case? Why take all the things that you love and enjoy doing away from you to make you take it? If it's all about, you know, if it's all fine, then why? Why? You know, there's other things changing in this third lockdown. I mean, well, lockdown three. You know, they'll not officially call it lockdown three because they'll just say it's an extension to lockdown two. But the reality of it is lockdown three. Because lockdown one was supposed to be 3 weeks to flatten the curve. Do you remember that? And then number two was another couple of weeks to flatten it. And then we never came out again. And then they just added another lockdown. So I would say that that's three lockdowns, no matter what they want to say. I would say it's three. I don't want them doing these anymore. I don't want them having these powers anymore. I want this to stop. Because all over the world you're seeing countries protesting now. You know, and not only that, they're coming. This third lockdown has been very, very dangerous, and because they focus more on civil rights on this third one. I think there's always... There's always been some sort of agenda with these lockdowns. You know, lockdown number one, they were kind, they asked us to do this, they begged us to go on, they said it was for the greater good. And, you know, then the second time we went, then it was, there was less niceness about it, there was more passive aggressiveness. And then the third time it was like, right, your rights are completely taken away, we're not going to argue with you now, we're not even going to, you know, cops aren't even going to, there was a statement from the government saying that cops would arrest you now, would focus more on arresting people and keeping control than they would explaining what they're doing. You know, so they were getting less and less caring about it as it went on, and things have changed and our rights have been taken away slowly but surely, you know, and that's what it is now. Our rights are being reined in completely. We cannot let them vote on extending March, the emergency powers of March. We need freedom from this now because people are dying from other things, you know. People are alone. People are cut off. People are losing people. People are dying, but people are also having to live through losing people and then having to be on their own after that. And that is debilitating. That is just like soul destroying. There are religious beliefs. There are moral grounds for not taking vaccines. There are civil rights, as I say. There are so many breaches. There are so many different reasons. It's not just black and white. You see, I think what they've done, I think what the media have done, whether they've done it intentionally or whether they've done it accidentally or just out of sheer panic, because they are people just like us. You know, one of the things I always like to say is the worst thing, one thing worse than a powerful person is a powerful person that's unbalanced or unstable. That's the only thing more dangerous than a powerful person is an unstable, powerful person. And these people are going through stuff just like we are. They're people at the end of the day. The other thing I like to say is, you know, the other thing I noticed is that, you know, people's opinions, people's right to have an opinion, people's beliefs, you know, people's thought patterns, people's gut feelings, their morals, their religious beliefs, you know, they're all very simple things. But because of Facebook and propaganda and mainstream media and news articles, and they've made all the basic things that we know and do every single day of our lives, and they've made them complicated. It's been made very, very complicated with propaganda and social media and whatnot. And then all the complicated things, you know, like statistics, death rates, numbers, hospitalizations, studies, different kinds all over the place, professors, scientists, and they've made that as black and white as they can. Oh, the them numbers from that survey have said this, but forget about the other ones. They've made all of that black and white, and they've made all of our simple everyday things complicated. So essentially, I'll say it again, they've made all the easy things, all the simple things complicated, and they've made all the complicated things simple. And that's that. And there's a good valid point there if you actually think about it. We can't let this keep going. We all have loved ones. I have loved ones that I can't see. I have loved ones that I worry about. I was supposed to be getting married, you know. We all have plans. And we need to start looking at getting them back. If you're on Facebook and you're listening to this on Facebook, go and check out my page. There's a petition calling for the vaccines not to be introduced. They did say that they were not going to, the vaccine passports not to be introduced. They did say on live TV 3 different times that they had absolutely no plans of introducing these. And then all of a sudden they're considering them now. Gove is heading up an investigation on it. So there's a petition on my Facebook page, and it's well over 200,000 likes or signatures now. It's not my petition, it's one that I picked up, and I've been pushing it ever since, because this is important. You know, this is our world. It does not belong to politicians and technocrats and billionaires. It belongs to us. It's ours. And we have a right to explore it and travel it as we see fit. Sign the petition. Look at other ones. There's another petition that I'll share again that's about ending lockdowns and stopping the extension of these powers at the end of March. Because we've had enough. We've done our bit. We've tried. Because underneath our selfish nature to want to do it to get our own lives back, there is a bit of good in all of us. So we have tried. We have tried to do it, and we tried the way they tried, but it's not working. Australia and New Zealand both have cases now. So I don't want to hear all of this, oh, but look at Australia, look at what they done. They still got cases, didn't they? Because if you want to really, really go into it, then the hotel quarantines don't work. And you know why they don't work? Because it's people. Interacting with people. It doesn't matter if you're locked away in a hotel room. The staff are going to risk getting sick when they interact with the people that get off the planes. You know, there's no control in this. Now, if the vaccine, and if I'm completely wrong and all of my fears are just fears, and the vaccine does its job, then the vaccine is going to reduce the risk of death. It's going to reduce the risk of death, and it's going to weaken the virus. Now, I read somewhere that the fact that so many variants are spreading and multiplying anyway, apparently it makes it weaker anyway, because the more it multiplies, the less deadly it gets, because it's spreading itself so thin. So there is hope to get out of it. And yeah, maybe I am wrong. I'm not saying that I am. I'm saying that I have a right to, you know, be wrong. I have a right to ask questions, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm not going to be afraid to admit it. I'll put my hand up and say I am. It's up to us to change the world. It's up to us to bring some common sense and logic back, because common sense and logic at the end of the day is the most beautiful thing in the world, and we need to do it. So look, I'm not biased. I'm skeptical. I'm a skeptical person. But I'm more skeptical because of what I see around me and questions that I've got that have not been answered. All the grey area that they overlook. So my message to everybody else, I'll do this very regular. I'll keep them short and sweet. It's about half an hour. So my message is stop being so selfish and narcissistic and fix that, you know, look after people properly. Don't just ignore what you want to ignore and focus on yourself. Focus on other people. Think about other people. And until next time, take it easy.